Well,
Do we call them gutters?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Gutters.
That's right.
I mean, that's what they call them.
To gutters. Me, they've always been eavesdrops. I was born in Michigan,
yes,
and I grew up there, and that was the term that we used there.
Well, I've heard them called gutters an awful lot.
Yeah, I've been corrected. Some fellow said, we don't call those gutters, or those eavesdrops down here. We call them gutters.
Gutters? Well, I think that's right. That's what called them that an awful lot. Couldn't call them an eavesdrop, I guess. That's the eave, all right, of the roof. Yeah.
What buildings did you have around your house, that is, out for the animals?
Oh, we had a barn, and we had sheds. Maybe they was made with, might have been made with just putting some big forks in the ground, you know. Just go out and cut them, Dad go out in the timber and cut them and set them in the ground and put some pieces across this way then, and then maybe some more poles, and then maybe pile a lot of old hay on it. It's an old hay shed. I can remember we used to have a shed like that for our cattle. It wasn't much, but then it was some protection.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a barn.
This old log, this part of this old home that they had down on the bottom, when they moved the frame building up there, and they lived in that until this new house was built when I was just 2 years old. Then the old log stable, they wrecked it and brought it up on the hill and put it up and used it for a barn. And then built some sheds up against that, you know, and that was our stable.
Did this have an upstairs?
No.
Was it common to have a barn with an upstairs in this country?
Well, not them days, I don't think so, no. The big barns come along later, mm-hmm. a lot later too than that time, yeah. Oh, they might have been a little old loft. You see, this barn, it was just this old log house, and we made a barn of it, and I believe there was at the top of that, like up here, you see, then there was a floor mm-hmm. made out of maybe poles or something, and then sometimes I can remember sometimes we would have loose hay poked into that, but it is more or less like an attic. But then it would hold. It would hold quite a little. Quite a lot of stuff up there in that thing. Yep. And then maybe I don't remember just exactly what kind of a roof that they had on that thing. I believe it was some kind of lumber though, made out of. I don't think it was a clapboard roof like I was talking about before. They're making these clapboards. I don't think so. I think it was some other kind of material, like boxing boards, you know, these old long boxing boards, and then they used to be a big old bat about 3 or 4 inches wide they put over the cracks.
Do they go up and down or
side? Yeah, they go up and down, this way, and then bat these cracks with these bats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have a place to keep your corn and your grain?
Oh yes, we had a crib built right onto this barn.
Uh-huh.
Crib. It was a slat made out of it was made out of one befores. Yeah. Of course, like I said a while ago, we fed all of our corn in the ear, out of the ear, you might mm-hmm. say. And of course, it didn't have to be tied.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember, I was quite a big boy when father made him a granary. And it was made by just setting big posts in the ground, and then he bought lumber and put this lumber then on the inside of these big, he hewed them posts on the inside, and then